Time for a few good minutes now, joined by Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles. Before we start, opening day, this is your second. Feel excited about it? I mean, do players get excited about opening day, or is it just week one?
Yeah, no, it's hard not to. I mean, the excitement, the buzz, you know, it's kind of the dress rehearsal that being the preseason is over and you get an opportunity to go out and compete in your week one opener. So I think everybody gets excited.
All right, first topic is normal. You seem like such a normal human being, you know? And that's saying something for some NFL players.
Yeah.
How do you keep it that way? Because there's so many people that stop you on the street now where they didn't before or want
right.
a piece of you.
Yeah.
How do you stay normal?
I don't know. I think you just kind of have to try and stay true to who you are. You know, be who you are no matter what the situation or what's going on. You know, because I think, you know, I remember telling my mom I went and played in the Tahoe tournament and I saw guys that were, you know, big time celebrities and they had security around them all the time and you couldn't get near them and all this stuff. And, you know, I just said, I'll never lose my normality of being a normal guy. You know, there's way worse things in the world than having to take a picture or sign an autograph out in public.
If you started to lose it, who would be the first one to bring you back? Your mom?
Probably my mom would say, you know, quit acting like an idiot.
And, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard sometimes when there's also so many people around
you. Right, I think it definitely is. I think it's definitely easy for guys to kind of get lost and forget who they are and start acting like, you know, they're too big or too good for other people.
The quarterback is the next topic. In Jacksonville, there's a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah.
The franchise has been down. It appears to be going up. How do you not let that get to you?
You know, I think it kind of stems back to the previous question, staying true to who you are, believing in yourself and you know, the system and culture that Gus and Dave and Shad have established here is really special, and it allows you to kind of play, you know, football stress-free, worry about the things you can control, and go out and compete every single day. So, you know, we kind of form a brotherhood within the locker room, and we go out and battle for each other each and every day and use it as another opportunity to go get better.
Cool is next. You just always seem so cool, so relaxed, whether it's walking down the hall or in the locker room. Where's the ability to not let that pressure get to you come from?
You know, I think just being able to stay calm, I guess being a more laid-back person, you know, not being able to get too riled up.
But you're not laid-back on the field, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I don't know, I guess.
You remind me of Favre on the field.
Yeah.
You're having fun.
Yeah.
You like Favre?
I enjoy having fun. Favre was my hero, actually, growing up. David Gard that Favre was – my dad was a Packers fan. I grew up watching Green Bay every week, and Brett Favre was my hero and who I wanted to be. So, you know, I think – I guess I kind of not knowingly emulated my game after him. I enjoy playing football. It's, you know, what I think is the best game ever, and you get to the NFL and they pay you to do it. So, I mean, what's a better job?
It's not just on the field, though. It's off the field, too. I mean, with all the people around you that want a piece of you, that want to talk to you, that want an interview like this one, I've never seen you get flustered or treat someone poorly or be even quick, you know, or sharp with anyone. Where's that come from?
I saw, you know, I think that's just kind of who I am. I enjoy, you know, I you know, kind of take the treat everyone how you would want to be treated, you know, seriously. And I saw a thing. I was in college, and there was like a special on about Shaq. And he was talking about how, you know, people say the same thing. He, you know, never treats anybody wrong and does all that stuff. And he said, if you treat one person wrong, they're going to go tell 10 friends about, you know, how big of
jerk you can be.
Yeah, a jerk you can be, I guess. I was going to say another word, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I figured I'd jump in and say
how big of a jerk. And then the next thing you know, there's 50 people that have never met you that think you're a jerk. So you kind of want to be able to, and Gus is big on, you know, he says all the time, if you can give somebody 10 seconds of happiness by smiling for a picture, signing an autograph, why wouldn't you?
The house is next and not your place at the beach. Let's talk about Tom House and the decision for a professional athlete to go and work on your mechanics.
Right.
Give me an idea about, A, where your openness to do that came from, and B, the decision to go out there and work with him.
Yeah, you know, I think really kind of the realization and the ability, you know, Gus talks about having humility and being able to identify weaknesses and then grow from them. You know, being able to see, okay, I'm not efficient within my throwing mechanics, I could be better. And then having a conversation with Greg Olsen and him saying the same thing and, you know, these are the things I need to fix, and then going out and seeking a guy that can help me do that. And that, you know, happened to be Tom House, and he helped me out a ton.
You know, it's professional football. It's about the money. The opportunity to get better and get one of those big contracts has to play in it too. Does it seem crazy to you that you're playing a game with all that money on the line?
Yeah, it does. You know, it's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it at times. And you know, but I think as a football player, that's something that comes after the fact. You do what you can. You worry about what you can control. And you know, as a quarterback, I do everything in my power to make this offense and this team as successful as possible, and the money and all that stuff is the, you know, the effect from the cause.
Does it make it easier, though, to be humble, to go out and work with Tom House when you know what the result could be?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime you have the humility to be able to say, okay, this is what I'm not good at, these are the areas I need to improve, as long as you're able to keep that and continuing to work on those things, you know, it'll allow you to continue to grow and become better.
Final topic, 2015. We talked about your excitement for opening day. What's going to happen this season?
You know, I think it's going to be a ton of fun. Right now, we're solely focused on you know, this week and how we can go out and get better each and every day, and excited, you know, for Carolina and this opportunity we have on Sunday. And we'll take it week by week and day by day and trying to get better.
When you look at all the pieces around you, you don't even have Marquise and Julius right now, but to see Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson and Mercedes and, and TJ and all those guys around you, I mean, it's I don't want to say it's a wealth of riches because there's a lot of really good teams, but from last year to this year, it's a big difference.
Yeah, guys have been unbelievable. You know, Dave and Gus did an awesome job, you know, in the offseason, in the draft, and in free agency, bringing guys in and adding, you know, weapons. Obviously, Julius, you know, offensively, and Jeremy Parnell and Wiz are all really, you know, three key players on the offensive side of the ball. And the other guys have stepped up. You know, they're a year old or two. Obviously, Mercedes has been a dominant player and a consistent guy in the NFL for a long time. But Hurns and Allen Robinson and those guys are a year older now, and I'm excited to see what they can do.
Opening day, right around the corner. Have fun.
Thanks.
Take care. And that'll do it for this week's A Few Good Minutes.